You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Best 2018 Super Bowl ads, from Dinklage's Doritos to Sprint's Westworld moment, by Angela Watercutter, Andrea Valdez, Emma Gray Ellis, Jason Parham, and Peter Rubin. What a game, right? Those Patriots, those Eagles, trick plays, that's a Super Bowl for you. And the action continued during the commercial breaks, especially if you were interested in what various companies thought was worth paying upwards of $5 million to parade in front of 110 million people. The answer, surprising no one, is a three-way tie between hilarious ads that prove we don't take ourselves seriously, movie trailers, and teasers for movie trailers that will be airing in full on other shows and networks. We're looking at you, Skyscraper. Thankfully, folks this year seem to have spent their money more wisely than Gardenberger did back in the 90s. So, from the biggest blockbusters to the smallest fire spitters, here are our official best of the bunch. Tide. It's a Tide ad. Having met David Harbour, we can attest to the fact that he's got a sense of humor. And here, he puts it to good use, sticking the landing on Tide's suggestion that any ad featuring clean clothes is actually, wait for it, a Tide ad. Is the argument airtight? Not really. Did Tide spend $5 million to try to make us forget about those delicious pods? Quite possibly. Do we now want David Harbour to host Saturday Night Live? Most definitely. Bud Light, the Bud Knight. Dilly dilly. If you know these words, then Bud Light's latest ad campaign has already done its work. The Bud Knight is the third in its Super Bowl trilogy, an extension of a Game of Thrones-inspired campaign that started last August. In the first ad of the series, Banquet, a royal court accepts gifts, specifically cases of Bud Light, from its subjects, responding joyously to the gift with the refrain, Dilly Dilly! I won't spoil the end, but suffice it to say, Dilly Dilly quickly becomes a sports meme. It's a bit of good fortune for the ad's creators that Ben Roethlisberger called Dilly Dilly during an audible earlier in the season. Anheuser-Busch seems happy to ride the Dilly Dilly wave as long as possible, and I'm sure people will love it, man, for years to come. Mission Impossible Fallout Trailer. Did you remember there was another Mission Impossible movie coming? We didn't. But hey, who isn't happy to see more quick cuts of Tom Cruise crashing vehicles, hanging off of things, and clenching his teeth like his jaw is literally made of iron? No one. That's who. There's little to no indication of what the actual impossible mission is this time around. But considering the plot is often secondary to the things mentioned, that's fine. Cue the theme song. Castle Rock Trailer. Up until now, we've only gotten a single teaser about Hulu's Stephen King meta smoothie. Now, we're starting to get a sense of its flavor. If you hoped for a Stranger Things-style Easter egg parade, that's not on offer here. Instead, the new trailer satisfies itself with flicking at the thematic edges King's literary universe, from angry dogs to darkened sewers. It seems that the main attraction is still to come. Michelob Ultra, the perfect fit. Face it, Chris Pratt is a beer. He's cool, strong, and generally makes you feel better in the moment than you feel about him it the next day. It's only right that he would use his natural charisma to hawk beer. Whether or not Michelob Ultra is the exact kind of beer Pratt exemplifies is debatable, but Star-Lord can pretty much sell anyone on anything. Sprint, Evelyn. Sprint really feels some kind of way about Verizon, huh? This time, they go with that time-honored tradition, verbally abusive robots. A little bit of Westworld, a little bit of Ex Machina, and, thankfully, a little bit of the Moonanites from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. We're not looking for a new carrier, but can we get that sarcastic little bastard in Wi-Fi only? Groupon, who wouldn't? One way to not completely fail at life is to be more like Tiffany Haddish, with respect to Cardi B and Barack Obama, who had a more triumphant 2017 than her. So when the multi-hyphenate talent, comedian, actress, author, life guru, tells you to use Groupon because it helps to support local business and saves you money in the process, you do it. Think of it like this. To become the best, heed their guidance with vigor. Doritos versus Mountain Dew. What's better than watching Peter Dinklage lip-sync to Busta Rhymes? Watching Morgan Freeman lip-sync to Missy Elliott. What's better than all of those things? New flavors of Doritos and Mountain Dew. At least, that's what this commercial would have you believe. We're not totally buying it, but it's fun to watch regardless. Avocados from Mexico. Hashtag GuacWorld. Avocados are delicious in just about every configuration, with sea salt and olive oil as guacamole on toast in a smoothie. It seems entirely plausible, then, that a future where inhabitants are not allowed to enjoy them in endless forms would immediately and nightmarishly unravel. The lesson is a simple one. Don't forget the chips. Pringles. Wow. Bill Hader's HBO show, Barry, doesn't arrive until late March. So if you've been craving his marvelously elastic face, this is all you're going to get for a while. Still, he manages to get more out of an otherwise by the numbers 30-second spot than should be possible. Pringles? Sure, fine. Nobody asked you, Kevin. Yes, please. Now bring on Barry. Wendy's Iceberg. Fast food's leading purveyor of Hey Fellow Kids, hashtag brand saying bay-isms, has doubled down on its super-lit shade-throwing fam. This time, they came for McDonald's, and they brought their, consults Wendy's style guide, fleekest receipts, apparently. Shots at the frozen arches. Check. Moments of silence that prompt you to look up from your nacho trough and catch their super-organic snark. Check. Awkward pairing of ad agency and millennialer-than-thou social media identity. Check and mate. Amazon, Alexa loses her voice. Maybe somebody told Jeff Bezos that Alexa can be kind of creepy. Maybe this is his way of reminding us how even-keeled and predictable Amazon's voice assistant really is. You know, she might be recording everything you say, but at least she doesn't make fun of your grilled cheese or tell you weird stories about the bush. Either way, this is some enjoyable star-studded goofiness. Westworld Season 2. No answers, no clues, no samurai. Just some rampaging half-finished hosts, human and bison alike. Some familiar faces, and a lot of slow-motion Sturm und Drang. No complaints, either.